This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Cornelia Merck, a holistic health practitioner and author with an extensive background in the study of human potential and the body's self-healing capacity. She has just released her co-authored book, Revolutionize Your Health, How to Take Back Your Body's Power to Heal. Cornelia, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me on the show tonight.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So you don't have a medical background, and yet you co-authored a book about healing and health. What compelled you to write Revolutionize Your Health?
Well, there are two reasons for that. The first one was my frustration with the conventional medical system in general, and also with my own experience like 8 years ago, where I was suffering from excruciating pain for such a long time and no one could help me. But then there was also my firm belief that I have, that I have knowledge to share because of the studies and the research that I have done, that a lot of practitioners and doctors don't have and don't share with their patients. And so at some stage I was so frustrated that I was compelled to sit down and write a book, and I found a co-author who helped me with that. And so this is how this idea of writing the book came all about.
And good for you for being proactive and making that happen. We really appreciate that. Now, why, in your opinion, is the conventional medical system not working? Talk to us about that.
The reason why it's not working is not just my own opinion, to be honest, because even the World Health Organization has stated that about 90% of all diseases today aren't treatable with the orthodox medical procedures that are around. And another study that has been done in 2016 has said that the side effects from prescription drugs, unnecessary surgeries, hospital-acquired infections, and hospital errors are a leading cause of death in the United States. And the amounts are staggering. We are talking about 250,000 people a year that are dying because they are treated by conventional medical system. So there's definitely something wrong in this system, so it's not working for a lot of people. And from my own experience in working with hundreds of clients over the years, that there are three reasons why this doesn't work. And the number one is that most people are only treated for their symptoms, but not for their underlying causes. And just to give you an example, it's also my own experience in my own body. I was suffering from back pain, and I was close to having a back surgery. And over the years, I had been in and out of back pain, but no one really knew what it was, and it got worse over the years. And then finally, I was diagnosed with a herniated disc. And so the doctor and the therapist I was seeing at the time, they all said, okay, you have to have an operation. But I was only like 34 at that stage, and I was thinking, I'm too young for having a back operation. So I went to see another therapist, and she told me, it's not your back that's really the problem. Your problem is actually a shortened muscle in my chest. And if I were just to open that up and bring your body back into alignment, your back pain would be gone. And she did. And within like 2 weeks, I was completely out of back pain. And I have never had any back pain whatsoever. I still have a herniated disc, if you were to look at an x-ray, but I have no back pain. And I've seen that in so many cases, that people are treated for symptoms, but not for the underlying cause. And unless we really start treating that, there's not any true healing happening. And another example would be someone who has had breast cancer and has overcome the breast cancer, but then a couple of years later, the cancer comes back or a different form of cancer comes back. And then the question is, why is that? And my opinion really is that the underlying cause for that breast cancer has never been addressed. And that could be any kind of like emotional baggage, being abused, being raped in during childhood or growing up. Any kind of things that have a deep impact on the body could be a cause for a disease, an illness that shows up in the body. And unless we really treat that, no, as I said, no healing is possible. The second reason that I see why the conventional medical system is not working is that most doctors and therapists don't pay attention to our mind and the emotions that we are having. I already kind of mentioned that, but especially the mind. Our mind is so powerful, and it's just something that most therapists are not, and doctors are not talking about and are not aware of, and therefore this is never be part of the treatment plan. And another thing that came up with a lot of people that I was talking to and treating and helping heal in the last like 25 years is that doctors and patients alike are really focusing on the wrong thing. And what I mean by that is, if someone has been diagnosed with a disease, what they all want to do is to get away from the disease. They want to get rid of the cancer cells. They want to kill the cancer cells. And so the focus is, or they want to get rid of the pains, or they're taking painkillers or whatever. So the focus is on the pain. The focus is on the cancer. The focus is on the illness. Instead of really turning around, more or less, and ignoring that, and really focusing on what they want. What they really want is being healthy. What they really want is being able to use their body again the way they used it before the back pain showed up. So instead of focusing on what they don't really want anymore, which is the back pain, they should be focusing on what they want. And this is also something that never is being talked about or is shown how to do that when you talk to a doctor, a therapist. It's always, they're only dealing with the disease, but not what they really want. It's like goal setting. You really want to focus on the goal and not what you want to get away from.
Cornelia, some really good points made in your support of, as you feel that the conventional medical system is not working. Really appreciate that information. Now, in your book, you say that awareness, or rather holistic awareness, is the key to all healing. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, the reason I'm saying is that we have to understand that we are not just a body. So we cannot see a person just as a physical being. We need to understand, as I said already, we have emotions, we have thoughts, we have a spirit. A lot of people believe we also have a spiritual purpose, and we definitely are energy being. If someone really understands a little bit about the body and everything, that everything is energy, then also our body is energy. And and disease in general means that there is an imbalance in the body. The question is, on what level is that disease? Is it in the emotion? Is it coming from the mental aspect? Is it coming from our, let's say, our thoughts and beliefs that we have? Is it on a physical level? And unless we are really becoming aware where the underlying causes are, what kinds of thoughts do I have? What kinds of emotions are causing me to to become sick? Or what are the foods that I'm eating actually doing to my body? If I cannot sense what's going on in my body when I eat a certain food, how can I avoid it if it really does me no good? And we have, for example, as a body awareness teacher, I just see so many people that have no idea what's going on in their body. They have completely lost the sense of their body. They are not aware of what they are doing. A lot of people that I see in that are dealing with back pain, they are not aware that they are constantly sitting slouched over in front of the computer. They are completely unaware of the way they are walking. And I see a lot of people that are walking with their feet turned out like ducks. So whenever that happens, that has an impact on their muscular system. And the back pain might be caused by just the way they are walking or the way they're sitting all the time. But how can you make a change in the way you're sitting if you're not aware of how you sit? And this is why awareness is so important and why we are paying so much, putting so much emphasis on that aspect, because that's not, no one is talking about awareness. And as I said, no healing can happen and no change can happen unless we are aware of what needs to be changed.
Today we are speaking with Cornelia Merck, a holistic health practitioner and co-author of the book Revolutionize Your Health, How to Take Back Your Body's Power to Heal, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Wellness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Cornelia, you put a lot of emphasis on mind awareness. Why is that?
Because we have no idea how powerful our thoughts are. And if they are negative, that means that they have an impact on our body. And just one of the things that we are always dealing with is stress. And so many people are not aware that it's actually their thinking that makes them feeling stressed. It is the perception of a situation that causes us to think in a certain way. So we can see something as positive or negative depending on how we perceive it. Whenever we have negative thinking thoughts in our mind, what happens in the body is that it causes stress. And stress is, as you may know, as the listeners may know, is one of the leading causes of the diseases that are leading to death in the United States. And among them is something like chronic heart disease or lung ailments and cancer. So if we are thinking negatively, which causes stress, and that causes the illness, it's very important for us to actually pay attention to our mind and the way we think. And that, again, is just a very important part in our awareness chapters.
Lastly, Cornelia, do you have any tips that would help our listeners, those who are dealing with any form of illness and disease, and those who simply want to stay healthy? What's your tip for the listeners in those regards today?
Well, first of all, I think one of the main things that people should do is to accept the disease or illness. When somebody is diagnosed with especially a life-threatening disease, that often means that they are trying to fight against it. What we are doing is we try to kill the cancer cells. Even our language kind of tells us that already we are in a fight mode. And whenever the body is in a fight mode, we are producing stress hormones. And what stress hormones do is they are actually, when we have adrenaline and cortisol in the body and the body is chronically flooded with these stress hormones, what happens in the body is that very important functions shut down. And among those functions is cell repair, cell rejuvenation, and especially our immune system. So the moment we are stressed, our body cannot heal. So just by accepting the fact that we have a disease or that we are diagnosed with a disease, if we can accept that, our body is much more relaxed and we automatically create a much better healing environment. The second thing that I would invite the listeners to really think about is, can you really believe that your body is designed and well prepared to heal itself from any disease? And all placebo studies have shown that it's possible. So many people have healed despite they didn't get the surgery or despite taking a sugar pill. Just the belief of the person that they got the treatment that they thought they would get created the healing. So what if your belief in that your body can heal itself would be the biggest and the best placebo that you could imagine? So it's acceptance and then it's belief and a little bit more practical. tip for our listeners tonight would be to really see where in your life can you reduce your stress. As I just pointed out, the moment we are stressed, our body cannot heal. It's just it's not happening in the body. Stress causes all these functions to shut down. So any kind of stress reduction is good, be it through stress management classes, relaxation techniques, or mindfulness activities, or just go out and dance, or just becoming more physically active, which actually creates endorphins in the body, and that would counteract all the stress hormones like the cortisol and adrenaline in the body. So accepting, believing, and then really reducing stress, these are my tips for tonight.
Cornelia, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program. Some great information shared here today. Where can listeners get further information on your book and actually pick up the book? Where is the best place for further details?
The easiest way is really to just connect with me via my email, and that is Cornelia, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-A, at Cornelia Merck, the last name is M-E-R-K, CorneliaMerck.com. And then that would be the email, and my website as well is CorneliaMerck.com. That's the easiest way, and the book, of course, will be available on Amazon.com. And all over the world, of course, as well. Not yet translated, but in English at the moment.
Well, Cornelia, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best, and thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you for having me on the show.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Cornelia Merck, a holistic health practitioner and co-author of the book Revolutionize Your Health, How to Take Back Your Body's Power to Heal. And for further details, visit CorneliaMerck.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.